الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. Hang on to La ilaha illallah. It is the most precious treasure we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I only created the jinn and the ins, human beings, so that they worship me. So the purpose behind the creation is La ilaha illallah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to keep this statement, which is the mightiest statement of all time, close to their heart, to their actions, to their remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole time. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demonstrated to us that He will take us back. He took countless millions of people back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say there are 55 million people who die on average every year. That's 550 million for 10 years. So count how many years you've been living on this earth and try to count. You know, of course you can't precisely count, but try to come up with a number. How many people died since we were born? Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only create us here and inform us that the purpose behind the creation is that we worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa liya'budun, meaning alone. And this is why we say, La ilaha illallah. He also demonstrated to us that all these creations that came before us, they're all gone. They went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who among them found La ilaha illallah? Who among them was able to hang on to La ilaha illallah until the end? These are the ones who are really going to be pleased with this statement. Imam Abu Dawood and others collected a hadith. It is sahih, according to Imam An-Nawawi and Imam Al-Albani and others, from Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, who said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. One whose final words are لا إله إلا الله, they enter Jannah. Of course, there is an explanation for this hadith. Doesn't this remind you why Muslims are eager to attend people who are dying and help them find the words? They're looking for the words. Maybe, you know, they're having trouble, they're ill, they can't really, you know, concentrate on what they need to say. So people go there and do talqeen, La ilaha illallah, to help them say the words, not to say it on their behalf, like some people do. After somebody dies, they go to the grave and give a long story. When the angels come to you, the angel of death say to him this and that and this and that, and say La ilaha illallah. They're not listening to you to begin with, and it's finished. The time for it was this life. And to keep hanging on to La ilaha illallah with all the competition one has against his mind and heart, against his pocket, with all what's going on in this life of evil, so always competing to try to enter your heart, your mind, and compete with La ilaha illallah, all this struggle. Then one is confronted with death, and they're looking for the words, La ilaha illallah. So the people around them, they're encouraged to tell them, say La ilaha illallah, so that they can find the words. Because Muslims know that whoever says La ilaha illallah as the final statement one makes before they die, they will enter Jannah. Now, the explanation of this hadith is found in the Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, very clear from the words of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari and Muslim, and Ubad ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu collected this hadith for us, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه والجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل. I says, how can you disregard this hadith? This is really a magnificent hadith. This is magnificent, wallah. The statements of Allah, the statements of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, magnificent. Whoever testifies that there is no ilah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahdahu la sharika lah. No partners. And that Muhammad is abduhu wa rasuluh. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like for us to call him abdullahi wa rasuluh. Abd, slave of Allah, wa rasuluh. And that Isa alayhi salam is also abdullahi wa rasuluh. Just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets before him. وكلمته and his word be ألقاها, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Maryam, إلى مريم عليه السلام, وروح منه, and a soul created by him, not a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Christians say that he is divine, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one in three, three and one. No, he is a soul, a ruh, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that al-jannah is haq and al-nar is haq. True. Allah will enter them into Jannah. And here the statement is really precious, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, through the words of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. Even if the actions that these people, performed are not many. How can I say it? This is from the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if somebody, tried, but they failed here, failed there. Many mistakes, many errors. Or they tried to commit, the haram, and then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to remove the haram from themselves here and there. So they're collecting hasanat. Or they didn't perform as many good hasanat as other believers did. So, so many different cases of people. But the actions they go back to Allah with, they're not many. Yet those who make this statement, and you better believe that, don't say it once, and then ma'a salama. You have to keep saying it whenever you can. من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه والجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل. So the first hadith One who says La ilaha illallah at the end, they've done good. Because this is the statement that they most need when they most need it. This is unbelievable for somebody to reach that point and say La ilaha illallah. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the hadith explains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still, you know, balance your good deeds against your evil deeds, and His generosity, His forgiveness, and also the statement will come and testify for you that you made the statement in this life. So hang on to La ilaha illallah. Look how precious this statement is. It is the most important statement you will make ever. And repeating it and keeping it alive will help you in so many ways. The least of which, when you keep saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and the rest of the statements that we, you know, just recited, at least that will help you stay away from anything evil at that moment, at least, and for some time to come. Because it's not possible for somebody who has faith say La ilaha illallah at the same time committing a sin. It will help. It will elevate you in your own heart. Elevate yourself, you know, in your own heart. I'm saying La ilaha illallah. Therefore, I have to collect all the good things that go with La ilaha illallah, from the salah and the siyam and the zakah and all other aspects of my religion. So La ilaha illallah is just like your protection. On top of it, it is the statement that without which one will lose their Islam. So these days people keep, you know, saying this is so difficult to live these days, you know, compared to our grandparents and generations that came before. Listen, everyone has their own test. So just because your test today is different and you look at it and find it it's in different ways, it doesn't mean it is harder for you than for those who lived before us to also look at the test and the competition and keep on the path of La ilaha illallah until the end. Also, the new things that we're facing today, then inshallah, Allah will give us even more rewards for them, because people before us did not, you know, experience these things. We are experiencing these things, and we are hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add to our rewards. But you can't lose sight of La ilaha illallah. It has to be there all the time in your heart. Keep saying it, keep remembering it. And wallah, I remember, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to finish with this. I remember I was in an Arab country one time, and so a couple of African brothers came. They spoke French. I couldn't speak, you know, the language they're speaking. And, you know, we were doing something. Subhanallah, every few statements, they say, La ilaha illallah. The other guy says, yeah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha. And I'm saying, subhanallah, wallah, we wish that people would make La ilaha illallah a part of their life, a part of your words, statements, reminders for others. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are with Allah, you remember Allah by saying La ilaha illallah. You read His Quran, you remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you were other people, when you are with, you know, Muslims and other Muslims, you keep saying La ilaha illallah and say it all the time. One thing that also is to me is very important, that since we live in a sea of kuffar here in the West, and you're outside, you're dealing with these people, you're doing things, keep saying La ilaha illallah in Arabic. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Don't hide it, because, you know, these are people, you know, they don't believe. You do. And the more you say the statement, the more it will be easy for you on your tongue, you know, at the last moments, to say it. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you during that day, because He makes things easy for those who are dying on the faith, having lived on the faith. So hang on to La ilaha illallah. You can't lose it. This is it. This is the most precious, important, significant statement of all time. You can't lose it, not for a second, not for a moment, because you have to fear that you lose it for a second. This is the time you die. And who's going to help you? People who come in crowds to the graves and keep shouting to the people who are dead, like in dead, like in mayit, they're dead. Say la ilaha illallah when the angels come to you. No, they should be saying it in this life. So, you say it's too tough these days to live in, you know, all these conditions where all this competition, you know, in this life to steal one's heart away from la ilaha illallah. Wallah, once you solidly integrate la ilaha illallah in your statements, in your heart, in your remembrance, it will be easy. It will be easy. Just, you know, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And then in the end, it will be easy for you to say it, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal. I wanted to remind everyone and myself with this because many brothers and sisters, they say it's tough. It is tough. You think Jannah is easy? It's not cheap. Jannah is really, this is the most significant prize of all time. And as I reminded some Imams of Masajid before, very few times we hear the Imams of Masajid talk about Jannah and Nar. Very few times. It looks like all what they talk about is this life, this issue, what we're facing here, facing there. Wallah, very few times you hear people bring the ayat and the ahadith about Jannah and Nar. Remind the people. Let them know what to expect, what's coming for sure, because Allah promised it. And let them be eager for Jannah and be afraid from the fire. But so many khutab, wallah, I've heard over the past few years, 10 years, I can't remember, except a few that were really efficient also in describing al-Jannah and al-Nar. There is no book in existence that describes Jannah and Nar like the Quran. The people of the two testaments, they made the two testaments, the two stories, took away almost every description of Jannah, every description of Jahannam. You read it from beginning to end, this all stories about this life and what they did, what they didn't do, how many they were, how many chickens and cows they have, you know. What about Jannah? What about Nar? Well, are we going that direction? Inshallah, la. So I advise you, brothers and sisters, you're on your own, say la ilaha illallah. Read about al-Jannah and al-Nar. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought together these things. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, Isa Rasulullah, and Jannah and Jahannam are true. See? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought these together for a great wisdom, because La ilaha illallah, the goal of it is there, al-Jannah. And those who don't say it, the destination is to the fire. So the hadith, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. This hadith collected by Imam Abu Dawood and others, and from Mu'ad ibn Jabal, رضي الله عنه. والحمد لله رب العالمين.